Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's kick off with Vic Aladef. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Vic, good morning. I'm really sorry to have to be speaking to you today because we normally speak to you on Tuesday and we only chat if there is something big that's happened. And this is just ugly. What's happening?
This is terrible, Howard. Good morning. Good morning to listeners. So, as you say, we spoke on Tuesday and where we talked about two synagogues being attacked here in Sydney within a couple of days of each other at the end of last week and early this week. And sadly, terribly, the Jewish community and this country woke up this morning to learn that the co-CEO of the Jewish Community of Australia, his name is Alex Rifkin, is co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which represents the national Jewish community, that his former home was attacked, was firebombed. And in addition to that, and he lives, this is his former home, was in a suburb which has a very strong Jewish presence, one of the most Jewish suburbs in the country, I can say. And not only that, but a couple of cars were attacked as well with anti-Semitic graffiti. But the worst was that his former home, he has moved from that home, but the terrorists, domestic terrorists who attacked his former home, and as the Premier said, quote unquote, it's one hell of a coincidence if Alex's home was picked, former home was picked out of all the homes in that particular suburb. It's the community is shaken, and Alex, who in full disclosure, I'm close to, he's an outstanding young man. And in a press conference, he said to my fellow Australians, don't be silent, find your voice, be upstanders and not bystanders. And to my community, he said, all this in this press conference on television, be strong, be of good courage, don't be afraid, and we will get through this. And as Alex said, I honestly believe that this to be the best country in the world, and we cannot let this define us. Now, Alex's background, his family came here from Ukraine to get away from anti-Semitism many years ago, when Alex was a young boy, a young child, and that this has happened, and this tsunami of anti-Semitism, which has been happening and continues to get worse and worse and not better, has just shaken the community terribly.
Is there a sense that it's being taken seriously enough? Because it is really escalating. You know, what started as a protest, then a couple of incidents, it's now become a commonplace to attack Jewish property, homes, synagogues. This is deeply concerning.
It's deeply concerning. So, and yes, to your point, it is deeply concerning. And in recent weeks, we've had, as you say, cars, restaurants, synagogues, houses, train stations. And that's before we get to the toxic hate which we see in social media, when things are reported and when then people respond with appalling hate. Is it being taken seriously? Yeah, one has to say, yes, it is being taken seriously. So, the Prime Minister himself called Alex after the news of the attack on Alex's former home this morning. And the government announced $100 million for programs to oppose violent racism, or racist violence, I should say. And the Premier was out there this morning. But somebody put out there that, and I have no knowledge of, your listeners would have knowledge of this, that in South Africa there are patrols continually in very Jewish areas, and that's the only way to somehow put a lid on this. Now, that's just one of the ideas being thrown out there. But it certainly does. Is it being taken seriously? I believe, yes, it is. Belatedly, because it's taken a long time for it to be taken seriously. And as we've said before, starting from October 9, when there was a terrible mob outside the Opera House screaming terrible things like, where's the Jews? Worse. So it has taken a while to be taken seriously. I believe it is now being taken seriously. But it's in a situation, as you say, Howard, where literally you wake up in the morning and you wonder, gosh, was there another attack overnight? Because it's happening every other day, if not every consecutive day. And to firebomb a house which was which once belonged to one of the leaders of our Australian Jewish community has just shaken everybody, is just beyond appalling. And I should add that also in Alex's press conference, he said that I will not be cowed or intimidated, not by any paint or threats or whatever it is. I will continue to do what I'm doing. I stand here as a proud Jew. I've never been so proud in my life as to represent the community and as a proud Australian. And we cannot let this define us. He was outstanding in his response, beyond dignified. And as I say earlier, the community is just beyond shaken at this turn of events.
Vic Aladev, thank you as always, and wishing you strength, wishing the community strength, resilience, and of course, pride. Most of all, a Shabbat Shalom. Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about yet another anti-Semitic incident, this time in the Jewish suburbs of Sydney.